In today's episode, we do a mock draft.
Welcome to the Coach and Commish podcast. No, not Adam Gase, and definitely not Roger Goodell. It's Chris and Sean breaking down fantasy football for the everyday man.
Welcome back. You're here with the Coach and Commish. I'm Chris. I'm here with Sean today. And before we jump into our mock draft with some our local league mates that are waiting ever so patiently to jump into mock, let's talk really quick some fantasy news. You know, this is what, August 22nd. So I think the just like last week, running backs are running the news cycle. You got anything, any updates for us?
Yeah, so the big one, I'd say the biggest right now is the JT saga that's going on. You're going to talk Jacobs after me, but with JT, the latest is that he's now been given permission to seek a trade. So what that could mean is we could have JT on a different team, and that's exciting to just think about where he could go.
Oh, I know, right?
You know, because everybody wasn't super excited about having Anthony Richardson back there, a new offense. Obviously, last year was a pretty disappointing year for the Colts, so it's not like you're looking at a fantastic offense. So some of the names that have been thrown out there are my Dolphins. You were saying the Eagles is another
Eagles,
one you've heard.
The Bills, yep, Cowboys, I mean, Baltimore, Ravens.
The biggest problem is going to be, I think, not just the compensation, but then also if they're willing to pay what he's going to want, because you're not going to trade all that and then not get to keep him, whether they extend him with a little bit this year, figure it out in the offseason. Either way, the team is going to have to give up not just draft picks, players, you know, compensation, but then also what they're going to pay Jonathan Taylor. So I personally don't think a trade will happen.
Okay, I was just about to ask you to rate it like a 1 to 10.
I mean, I'd give
happening.
It a like maybe a four.
A four?
So it's not that I don't think it can happen, but I still lean on the it won't.
Yeah. You know, from my little knowledge of NFL front offices, a guy like this goes on the quote-unquote trade market, they're going to call. They're going to just feel it out what it's going to be. But I agree with you. He's going to probably stay in Indianapolis. I think he's thinking a little too big for himself.
I think it's really bad news as far as like him coming back, because our hope was just, I think best case scenario was that he came back, because the two most likely, I think, are he sits out some time and kind of shows that he's serious about this, or he comes back and, you know, starts to participate a little bit in practice and is ready to go. The problem is he's now in this window where he's probably, no matter where he goes or if he stays with the Colts, he's not going to be in the football shape that we want to see. He's already dealing with this injury, so he's a risky pick, and we're going to do a mock draft today, so we'll kind of see where he goes in that mock.
Okay, and then I will talk about Jacobs in Las Vegas. It seems everyone's got some reports coming from the outside. We haven't heard from Jacobs himself, but reporters around the Vegas camp and people that have, I guess, got connections are saying that he is coming back.
Yeah, beat reporters are saying by week one he'll be there, which is good news for sure.
Yeah,
because he's another one that could have done what Taylor did, or what Taylor potentially might do, is holding out.
So, and then with the holdouts, they get penalized per game.
It's, you know? It's an odd one. I don't know how it actually helps besides just shows the fact that they will do it. But then again, to me, that hurts their potential signing in the future with another team if they're afraid of this type of thing when he's unhappy.
Yeah, I wonder how it messes up the chemistry in the locker room. Like, yeah, you're there for your guy to make the most money he can, but at the same time, we need reps to get better as a whole team.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, any other thoughts you had on the two running backs there, or any other news in the cycle?
No, I did hear that Aaron Rodgers will be playing a preseason game this week, so
that'll be fun to see.
Yeah, some actual guys we want
him
to
as
see.
A Jet.
Yeah, and, so I think that's pretty cool that he's getting some snaps in there. But no, nothing really. Just hoping that all the guys that we want to draft on our league draft day stays healthy for week one. But from fantasy news, we are going to a mock draft here. We're going to do it within our local league. Sean, I'm going to throw it to you if you want to kind of give the listeners, in case they're outside of our league, which hopefully there are many of you outside of our league listening in, what is our setup for roster size, scoring, top of your head? So it kind of tells you how we are drafting and what our strategy is.
Yeah, so for our league here, we have, just to give you the roster, we have a quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, and two flexes. Some most leagues, I would say, have it as three wide receiver and the one flex, but we like the idea of being able to have having a wide receiver or a tight end in there. So it kind of more is like a three wide receiver league.
Yeah.
And then we've got five bench spots here. We'll be drafting. We already have keepers inside of here, so we'll kind of let you know what those are as we go. Our league does it based on last year's draft. So you'll see some crazy values in here that you won't see in your leagues. But our majority of listeners are our league mates, and so mostly we're doing this for them. But I think it's also fun, even if you're not in a league like this, to see what it could be like if you're considering a keeper league. There'll be relevance all throughout on where players are going to go as well.
And what's unique to our league, the keeper value is not based off of ADP. It's based off of where they were picked up last year, moving around up. And we have some little rules if you didn't draft them, picked them up off
way too many rules that we're not waivers. Going to discuss.
So there's a lot of different things here. So you're going to see these guys plugged in at different spots. You're like, whoa, his ADP is higher or lower. We're trying to reward the guys if they got lucky or did great scouting to pick up someone in later rounds.
So I'll probably try to put this on YouTube if you're listening on the podcast so you can at least see the board. I'm not sure it'll be the most entertaining thing to watch us spend 30 minutes drafting or however long it takes with just a board up on there, but we'll try to do that. But just to give you a lay of the land, Chris has got the first pick, and somehow losing his integrity and trading in a way that none of the league liked.
Not for the first guy, the second guy.
For the first guy, Justin Jefferson, he did.
I drafted last year.
And then Cooper Kupp is in the second for him.
I traded a healthy running back to a playoff contention team injured Cooper Kupp.
He won't be drafting to the third. And then I'm keeping Higgins in the third, which is pretty close to ADP, maybe a little bit of a discount. And then Fields in the fifth, again, probably a little bit of a discount.
Yeah, I hate that.
So I think they're probably both one round discounts there. But I'll have my first two picks, so you'll get to hear me go. I'm going to go through, and whoever's not here, we do have a few of our guys that are going to be picking. They're going to be on a 60-second timer. Try to keep it moving. We'll pause it on ours so that we can kind of discuss what's going on, and then we'll try to discuss people that aren't here where they would be picking or what their kind of process might be. So you might get to see some insight as to how we can. We don't want to help our league, but apparently we are going to.
We are. That's the position we're in, Sean. Advice giving, even if it hurts.
Yep. All right, so I will go ahead and start this, and our first pick here will be auto-drafted. So actually, I won't actually hit start until we get to Mike. So our first pick, I think we can all agree. Have you had any communication with Sir Phil?
Sir Phil a lot? I don't know why I said that.
That's an interesting.
Yo, Boston Massacre has not talked to me about who he's picking. He keeps a lot of things close to the chest there, but I would say Bijan Robinson should take the 102 here.
It only makes perfect sense, especially in a keeper league where he'll be able to have him for a while, and he's only got a quarterback kept. So we'll move on to Mike here, and I will start the draft, and we'll see what Mike does with this.
What do you think he would do?
I had Mike's team here, since he can't hear us,
yeah, that's true.
I think he's got the flexibility with Olave and Walker to take whatever, but I think that there are some... I think Diggs is probably the best player available if he really wants to go running back. I'm sorry, he just took CeeDee Lamb, but I would have said CeeDee Lamb and Diggs are kind of there. And then I'll pause this here for us. Dang it, I was hoping there was a little easier way to pause that. Yeah. But go ahead and talk about what he did there with CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, he chose CeeDee Lamb. I know he's been looking at the Jonathan Taylor drama was before Jonathan Taylor drama. We were sure he was going to be this pick. But with all that drama there, he went with a receiver that you couldn't go wrong. Diggs or Lamb would have been fine. I'm not going to nitpick too much. I mean, I think Diggs in a great offense that's still pass happy because the new offensive coordinator in Dallas wants to run the ball forever.
Yeah.
So, but Lamb's still going to get his target shares.
Yeah, so I like the pick there. I think it's a great value getting him. But So then the next two are keepers. We have Adams in the first. More like it's going to be Eckler in the first there. I'm surprised those are that way. And then Travis Kelce / Nick Chubb. Those are the next two teams that already have their first and second round picks. Then I'm on the board. Available to me is Stephon Diggs or Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Jacobs. You know, there's those two scary running backs sitting there, Jonathan Taylor and Jacobs. And to me... I've done this in all the mocks, and it's what I will continue to do. I think he's just a steal here, and hopefully nobody takes him from me. And I don't like saying this on the podcast, but if he's available to me, this is what I will be doing here, and I will take Sir King Henry.
Sir Derrick King Henry. And that's, is that influence because you have a T. Higgins already in the third? You didn't want to get a running back, I mean a wide receiver. You were trying to get the best running back since you already got your wide receiver one.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Diggs was interesting there. We had him go right after us to David. His team is Miles Sanders and Madison in the fifth and the sixth. I like to shore up that running back. And I actually just think in an overall, you know, if I was in a real draft, I probably would take Henry over Diggs because I just think that Henry's got one more top five running back season in him, and I want to get that. So I paused the draft here, and I'm actually going to tell the guys here that I'm going to do the manual picks here, so they can tell me who they want.
Yep. So right at, like what he said, after Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey was kept by Joe at the 1-7, then Diggs picked up, then Jonathan Taylor.
So I'm going to take Taylor off of there, because I don't think that will happen in our draft because of the uncertainty going on. I want to approach this draft as if Jonathan Taylor has decided to stay with the Colts, and because I think the most likely is that he stays with the Colts.
Yes.
And let's just assume that that happens, but it doesn't happen until like the weekend before.
Okay.
So I still don't think he would go at this spot. I think that there'd be too much fear around that. You're looking at Andy potentially. Is that Andy's team? Yeah, A.J. Brown and Tony Pollard. We saw him yesterday. We had a keeper lock, and so we did a draft. I don't know if you got a chance to look at that.
I did not, not yet.
But he took Najee Harris, so I'm actually just going to give him who he took there, so he can have Najee Harris right here.
Do you like that pick at the 1-9 for Najee?
To me, that's definitely a reach, especially when you've got I think Jacobs is a lock to be there, and I feel much safer. I would just take Jacobs probably as far as the running backs go. If you didn't care which position, I think you could even look at the quarterbacks, take a Josh Allen because they're going to go quick. And then running back, yeah, I would probably just go Jacobs there. But
yeah, we'll see. Same here, but we're all getting scared of the news, and maybe that's probably what scared him going with somebody. But Najee, I think that offensive line in Pittsburgh can be better.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a little fear of the Jaylen Warren going on. You know, he had a big preseason game. People are starting to get a little concerned about how that might go. So, yep, we had our next pick here was Josh Jacobs, which we just talked about is who we would have taken if we were in that spot. So great pick by Daniel.
No, phenomenal.
And then we have, so his, by the way, his keepers are in the fourth and the fifth. He's getting Metcalf in the fourth and Patrick Mahomes in the fifth. So my
QB1 in the fifth,
right? My 5-6 Fields doesn't look as good when you've got five picks or four picks after him, Patrick Mahomes going. So
yep.
Let's see who Morgan wants. Of course. So Morgan is a big Dolphins fan with me, and so he will take Jaylen Waddle, who I would say is potentially the best. I think you could probably make an argument that Devontae Smith or Jaylen Waddle are the best wide receivers available.
And we do have to preface that he kept Ja'Marr Chase at the 111, so we're at the turn with him getting Waddle here at the 2-2.
Yep. So he will take Waddle, and then we're back to Daniel's second pick, and let's see where he goes with this.
And Leroy's kept Saquon and Tyreek, so that's why he's not picking in the first or second round at the back end of the 12th spot.
All right, Daniel is up. I may end up putting them back on the timer so we can chat while it goes. Hard. These guys are working in there.
That's scary dangerous what Morgan's got built there. A Waddle, Chase, and Garrett Wilson. That's a true zero RB start. Wilson's his fifth-round keeper.
Still holding your third-round pick to get a running back if you so choose.
Morgan, is this the year? Is this the year?
I mean, he made it to the championship last year, and it took a half-canceled game to take him down. So.
Yeah, according to our league mates, it was like a Space Jam thing between me and Morgan. Somehow we just like switched powers, and you know, I need you to actually make some mistakes so they come back to me.
All right, so Daniel's on the clock, and he's going to take Jonathan Taylor here. So I think that's about right. Getting Jacobs and Taylor there, though, so that's a scary, scary start at this point, but could end up being a steal. Could have two top 10 running backs there to go with Metcalf and Mahomes.
Oh, I love draft season. It just makes you feel like you can take on the whole world. on draft day.
And then we got Andy back on the clock, and I'm going to, again, follow our draft we did last night, and he took Travis Etienne here. So I felt like that was a reach. Wasn't sure he was going to even make it. I don't know. I thought for sure he'd be in the third round.
Whoa, okay.
So that's who he took, and that's who I'm going to give him. So he's got Travis Etienne now. We are back to David. David will, I think, most likely take...
Mandrews?
What's that?
Will he take Mandrews here? Mark Andrews?
No, I think nobody's taken a quarterback yet, and Josh Allen's staring there with a stack with Stephon Diggs that he got in the first. I just think it's too good to be true, so he'll go with Josh Allen there, and so we've got Josh Allen for him.
Ooh, that's Joe's usual guy. I wonder who Joe will pick up here.
Yeah, I have a feeling he'll go Andrews if I had to guess. And we'll see where Joe goes.
What would you want him not to go?
So I like Andrews here. Oh,
you stink. You're doing this just to get to me, Joe.
Yeah, maybe type in there and ask him, was that just for me?
He knows I love Jahmyr Gibbs, and he's taking him like a round too early just to keep him away from me.
Daniel took him at the 2-3 in our draft last night, so there's people that are interested. All right, I am on the clock again here, and unfortunately, I already have a quarterback because Jalen Hurts is sitting here, and that's not a bad option in the middle of the second when I've got keepers already. Yeah. The top running back I'd be looking at here is probably Ramondre Stevenson. Breece Hall scares me too much. Actually, Joe Mixon is probably the one that I have ranked the highest.
You don't think any of the off-the-field stuff scares you?
Not for this year. And I'm not too concerned about keepers for next year at this point because they're going to be in this first round. So it doesn't really matter the value you're going to get there. But I'm going to go ahead and take Mandrews. I think that Mark Andrews here is a great pick. I wanted to keep him. I just didn't want to keep him in the first. And so now I got Derrick Henry and then got to have Mark Andrews.
Okay.
All right. Mike is on the clock here. He's already drafted CeeDee Lamb. He's got CeeDee Lamb and Olave and then his seventh round pick in Kenneth Walker. So don't love Kenneth Walker this year with Charbonnet coming, but in the seventh round, then I do love it. I really do love it.
It was a phenomenal value. I think he goes running back here. He might be scared by the whole Josh Allen pick to pick up a Jalen Hurts.
I was going
to
say Hurts is another one that I think that is a possibility when you get to the end of here, because I think they're going to start going off. I mean, if we look at the quarterback room here, we've got Hurts, Jackson, Burrow, Herbert. And to me, there's a big tear drop after that. I know some people would put Trevor Lawrence in there. I'm not quite ready to give him that.
No.
But I think that those four are just potential for quarterback one at the end of the year. And so I think there's somebody that you can grab. So we'll see where he goes. It looks like he's typing. Don't see an updated board. Uh-oh.
Mike, you're in the sticks of Indiana.
Quit the app and then come back in.
Yeah, quit the app and come back. Yeah, exit and re-enter. Thank you. Yes, co-commish.
Our co-commish here.
The assistant to the commissioner.
I should have just had him on my AirPod here and let him control the draft.
Oh, yeah.
Co-commish while I focused on this stuff. Who are you hoping gets to you here, Mike? Or Mike?
Chris.
Mike's
the other twin. Devontae Smith.
Devonta Smith, okay.
I'm going with zero RB approach.
Oh, okay. If he's not there, are you comfortable with Ramondre now that Zeke is there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll...
Well, no, not really. I might go a quarterback here then.
Okay.
It's almost like if I don't really like these back end like top tier running backs, I'd rather just go grab some guys at the end.
Well, there goes Hurts.
Well, I hate you.
So he is taking Hurts, and then we're back to Phil or Philium. What did you call him?
I don't know what I called him. I don't really know. I said something.
Do we think he would go high T here with two running backs, or do you think he would take your Devonta Smith? I feel like I need to make this pick because you're a little...
You got to make this pick. I know what he's going to take. I think I'm going to agree with you here.
Yeah, I think that... I think Devonta Smith is just the pick. Yeah,
he kind of has to do that.
Starts off with a running back and a wide receiver. He figures... although, if he was thinking about it, he might say... He might take his running back just to think that you're going to take a running back here and not go the triple stack, but... Do I give you Ramondre? Is that that where you're going?
Do I go Ramondre? Do I go Joe Mixon?
Okay, so yeah, Mixon is one that I had thought for sure.
Yeah, so that's a hard... Breece Hall, I love him, but he's going to take a while, really, and now he's got to split a backfield. Ramondre's got to split a backfield and goal line carries. So I will go Joe Mixon here.
All right, Joe Mixon for Coach Chris. All right, then we're back to Phil, and I'll let you kind of talk about what you think Phil should take here since I had the last one while I get Mike's pick.
Yeah, I think that Phil will probably go running back. He's a traditionalist. I don't think he's going to look at the board here. He's going to see what's coming down. He might go Ramondre Stevenson here.
All right, so we will give him Ramondre Stevenson. I agree. I think that's actually a steal. I don't think Zeke is going to affect him that much. I wasn't as high on Ramondre. You know, we listened to the Fantasy Footballers and Mike had him at like running back 3 or something.
Yeah.
But I think in this area, that's a fine place to take him.
Before the Zeke Elliott like signing and I had this spot, I would have taken Ramondre. But I'm going to go with the guy that doesn't really have anybody behind him in Joe Mixon.
All right. So Mike here can make a nice completion of his 2 wide receivers, 2 running backs, and a quarterback if he takes a running back. We have Breece Hall, who's a scary pick right now. But after that, we're looking at Aaron Jones, Pierce, but he's actually made a pick, and it's Deebo Samuel.
Deebo Samuel. Do you think he should have taken a running back here?
I don't know if he should have. I don't know if Debo's the right pick there. Like, if I would be willing to move off of running back if there was somebody that I felt like was a value, and to me, Deebo wasn't a value there. So I would either take Keenan Allen, or I like Aaron Jones if I'm going a running back. I think he's still going to be good.
All right, so we're over here, team 4, their first selection. Who is that, actually? Devontae Austin, that's
Matt, the Meat Prince himself.
Meat Prince.
He's a wild card, so we never know what he's going to do. Yeah,
Trevor Lawrence. Now, he might go...
Last year, he took the chance with Cam Akers. Do we think maybe he does the Breece Hall and takes that chance? Or do we think Breece Hall falls down? I think he falls a little bit more than this. So I'm going to have him take his Jacksonville Jaguar fandom of Calvin Ridley. I think that's the pick that he'll make.
Ooh, that's high.
I don't think it's too high. I mean, Sleeper had him only 3 or 4 spots down there.
Yeah.
He's definitely risen quite a bit. And now Tim's on the board here. He's already got Travis Kelce and Nick Chubb. I think he'd ideally like to go a wide receiver here.
But does he love any of the receivers that are here in Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper? Or does he go for a Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I think he's definitely considered it in this spot. Yeah, let's see what his team looks like here. Let's do that to him. I know yesterday he went with Breece Hall. And I think with Lamar still on the board, he would definitely consider that. I know he's a big Lamar fan.
I strongly consider Lamar at the turn at 3.
Okay. So the running backs or the quarterbacks are running out here. I'd say we have 2 left that are worth taking. We now have David back on the board. He already has his quarterback. He needs 1 more receiver to get 2 receivers and 2 running backs. Who do you think that David's going to take here?
I would say...
He's a big footballers fan, so if there's any...
McLaurin at the 3-8 or Keenan Allen? I would kind of go chalk here and stay with Keenan Allen at this spot.
Yeah, I think that...
He's a PPR machine.
Yeah, I think
he's... I don't care how old he is.
If I had this pick, I would take Keenan Allen, so that's the one I think we go for him.
Okay.
So now we're on to the Turtles, who's been good at responding, and see if we get one, and he wants Amari Cooper.
Koopa Troopa.
So he will get Amari Cooper.
At the 3-10. A.J. Brown was the 3-9 hold for the team ahead of him, which was Andy.
And now we got the 69ers up, who is Morgan, and he's already got his 3 amazing wide receivers. He told me that he's considering...
He gets Breece.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it's true. He gets Breece.
He gets Breece here.
I think if he doesn't respond quickly, I'm just going to take him for him. I'm surprised that I'm not that surprised that he fell this far, but I think it was smart of us not to have someone else take him. You saw everybody went.
He took Aaron Jones, which I think is going to be a phenomenal pick with the type of quarterback they have. There's going to be some checkdowns over there.
All right, so Aaron Jones it is. Otherwise, I was going to give you Breece Hall. So
Smart pick.
We'll see. Maybe LaRoyce lets him fall back to him, and he gets Breece anyways.
Chaos just entered the mock draft.
Here we go. Pierce.
Damian Pierce.
Pierce is the first one, which is not Breece Hall. Let's see if he's just making Morgan sweat it out. And, well, I got to go down the list here to get Damian Pierce. And pick number two is coming in. DJ Moore, you suck. Oh, I would like DJ Moore.
DJ at the fourth round. I got that. Right now, it's getting a little sticky in the wide receiver room.
Which means now Morgan has the opportunity to get Breece in the fourth round, which means next year he'd be a third round pick, which would be pretty fantastic.
Exactly what he would want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to recap there, the team that just took Amari Cooper has Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, Amari Cooper, DK Metcalf, and Patrick Mahomes. Sounds like a great start to me.
Good job, Daniel.
69ers has Ja'Marr Chase, Jaylen Waddle, Aaron Jones, and then he's now up at the 4-2, and he is taking Breece Hall. That, to me, is a no-brainer, especially for a guy like Morgan who absolutely loves him.
He's got his teammate Garrett Wilson. Do you like stacking receiver running back on the same team?
If it's a good offense, I don't mind it. I really don't think it matters that much.
Who do you think Andy's going to get right here?
All right, so this is at the point where...
It's got to be a receiver.
Jerry Jeudy is definitely coming off the board to the Broncos fan.
Yeah.
As Joe called in our chat, so I'll make that come true. And Jerry Jeudy is now on his team. So he has Najee Harris, ETN, A.J. Brown, Jerry Jeudy, and Tony Pollard. So although he did those kind of high picks of running backs there, his team still is looking pretty stacked.
I like his team a lot.
No quarterback or tight end yet. But
yeah, you're just worried about those guys, those young guys behind Najee and ETN that are getting some buzz in preseason.
All right, so now we've got David on the clock here. There's some good quarterbacks left still. Burrow and Herbert.
He's already got Josh Allen.
So he won't take that. Does he go with his Raven and take J.K. Dobbins, or does he? I know he likes Cam Akers quite a bit, or does he go for that third wide receiver and get a Terry McLaurin?
I think he goes a Terry McLaurin here. I think since you
he just had the injury.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna let him fall a little bit further, and we'll do this fourth round, and then we'll do some auto pick after this. So go ahead and give me an explanation on why you would make this pick while I type in the chat.
All right, so in the 4-5 with David here, the way the setup is, it's basically a three receiver league. I would look for a receiver, but with DeAndre Hopkins, McLaurin, London, Watson, Godwin sitting there, we could see him pivot to a tight end, because he's definitely not really loving the depth there. I think he might go running back here. You're right. He might go J.K. Dobbins.
I think he would go Akers. So let's give him Akers.
Oh, even though, over his heart for the Baltimore Ravens?
I don't think he wants that in his life.
All right. Yeah. I think that's – it's just – we're getting into the muddy line.
Yep.
It's just really muddy with receiver, wide running back tiers.
All right, and then Joe is up. He's already got Christian McCaffrey, Gibbs.
Hate you,
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Again, another stack of running back, wide receiver. But I think that offense will be good enough to support two fantasy, you know, studs.
Yeah, and you know, Gibbs is kind of they're going to take from each other's targets, though. I'm not sure that they will both be able to have a good target share on a week. But they will be the main options, especially with blanking on his name now, Jameson Williams out.
Yeah, the guy can't stop gambling.
Can't stop gambling.
And then he hurts his knee, so he can't practice the rest of the training camp. And then when he's suspended, he can't practice while he's suspended. So when he gets back, he's still going to be behind the eight ball. Everyone's waiting to see who he'll be. All right.
All right, so there's Joe Burrow off the board.
He says yuck. Do you agree to the yuck feel there?
I think it's mostly because Herbert and Burrow are just close enough to where you'd like to wait on that, but I don't think you can, because you're going to get a very much downgraded quarterback if you wait till your next pick. So what an awful draft board. He did not like the draft board there. So
no, it is getting pretty
DJ soft. Moore would have been definitely my pick. I've hoped he kind of continued to fall at this point. So I've got a unique team here where I've already got my tight end and my quarterback. So I'm definitely taking running back or wide receiver. I've got one of each. So I just need to take whatever is the best value. But I also we'll see how this turns out for me, because it's a scary one to not have that talent up at the top. For wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins does not excite me. This really, really gross wide receivers, even though I'd love to take one here. This is getting bad. So I think that J.K. Dobbins is back in camp now, and that's probably who I would make my pick. So I will go ahead and go J.K. Dobbins.
Well, I can't wait to see what happens. Well, it's a very unique way the board really falls in a keeper league. When if it's ADP or even like how we are keeping them around above where you got them last year, because there's names that should be there, but they're already kept.
Yep.
And so it's really making a weird feel for fourth round value.
All right. Do you think Tim goes wide receiver here? I think at this point he's got to grab a wide receiver. And if he does have to grab one, I think Drake London is where he would head.
Over Christian Watson?
I don't know. I think me and Tim think alike, and I am not in on the Christian Watson train yet. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, and Drake's the only show in town at the receiver.
Let's give a running back to Team 4 here, who has Devontae Adams, Eckler, and Ridley. And I think that
James Conner
is going to be the pick. So we'll give him James Conner. And next up on our board will be Mike, who is in here, and we'll see if he can get us one. And this will be the last one before I put us on auto picks. And we won't give you as much breakdown as to what each pick is. We'll just kind of focus on our own teams after this.
Yep.
Go ahead and tell me who are you hoping falls to you at this turn. You're going to actually get to make two picks.
I want Javonte Williams and James Cook.
Okay.
Going that young running back route where Williams has to show me that he is recovered, and I like Cook's opportunities in the offense.
No consideration for Herbert if Phil doesn't take him here?
Not right now. I feel like I need to come back, and there's still some good depth at quarterback. I need to find a good RB2, and I'm probably going to stab at two guys and see what comes around.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and start this actual draft up, and you will now have a minute. I can pause if you need some more time on it, but you're up.
All right, so I'm picking Javonte here at the 412, and then at the 5-1, I'm going with James Cook.
I like that. Three running backs and two wide receivers to start. I like you taking running backs because I'm going to need a wide receiver when it comes back my way.
It's like I've got two very good wide receivers, and where the depth I need behind for an RB2 is getting skinny.
I'm going to pause this draft here real quick because I definitely gave – somebody pointed out there that I gave – oh, good. I paused it before he did.
Ooh, what'd you do?
I gave Phil Herbert, and he already has Deshaun Watson. I keep forgetting he's getting Deshaun Watson way down there. So we'll take him out.
He'll go wide receiver.
So will he go Hopkins, you think? Or McLaurin?
He'll go McLaurin.
I'm going to give him McLaurin. We'll give him McLaurin, and then I'm going to give... We'll just start back up and see who the picks. Chris Godwin.
No, Mike, you said if I would choose Herbert at the turn. No, I'm really wanting to stack up those other roster spots.
Well, there
spots.
It is right there. So you see Herbert has continued to fall, and I bet Joe's upset because he could have definitely taken Herbert there. Now LaRoyce gets Herbert, and this is no way he's not taking him. He can make his own pick.
Yeah, make your own pick, LaRoyce. No, I was just kidding. Yep. Ooh, that's a good one. I think Herbert's going to have a great year.
Herbert in the fifth to me is the end of the fifth, basically the sixth round. That's an amazing, amazing value.
Yeah. Do you think I should have taken Herbert at the turn at 5-1?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think getting Herbert there, I mean, Javonte makes it a little scary that you're going to want that running back depth, but... No chance Herbert gets there. I don't think so.
Well, kind of thinking. I mean, when we gave him the fill there, I didn't even think twice about it. But I think he might go in the fourth. I think Herbert's gone in the fourth.
I do too. I really think he does. So then we had Rashad White go off the board. So he got Herbert and then Rashad White.
That's your favorite player.
I do not like Rashad White. And then Morgan's on the board. With those quarterbacks gone, I'm sure he'll not go quarterback. And Tyler Lockett, now with no JSN, maybe to start the season with a wrist issue. I think that's a great pick by Morgan.
Morgamative. Great freaking board right now, man.
Yeah. Killer team. Definitely number one team right there. The,
oh, heck yeah.
I mean, geez, yeah, his flex right now is Tyler Lockett.
The only thing he needs to do is coming back in the seventh, like try to get him a steady running back in case Breece Hall isn't back to full 100 or whatever the starting role there. But that wide receiver, all four receivers in your lineup, it's just phenomenal.
So this is where I'm having my first tough time. I need a wide receiver here.
Would you have taken Mike Evans?
I would have taken Mike Evans. Okay. I was very, very excited to take Mike Evans, but Joe sniped me right before, and now I have to make this decision on who I'm going to take here. So I will actually pause the draft real quick so I can talk this out with my co-host here. If this was your pick, where are you going, wide receiver, or who kind of some of the guys that you're considering? I'm kind of considering Mike Williams. I think Hollywood's interesting. Christian Kirk doesn't really excite me. Yeah,
George Pickens is, we're looking is at my kind of
wide receiver two here. So.
A wild card, but
and it would be fun to take him right before.
Yeah, right before
Tim goes. Tim gets him. Know he's going to actually take him there.
Shoot, Hollywood does sound really, really good here, but there's enough volume that a Mike Williams in the six wouldn't be bad.
I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna. I haven't done this in many drafts, but I'm gonna go Hollywood. I think that that's just. Good, it's good enough value to be my wide receiver too. And if
is that because he's the only primary receiver in Arizona?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think that the fact that I think it's a good possibility that Kyler comes back this year, and when he does, I think it shoots him up to a very top 15 type of wide receiver.
All right, so right here at the turn for me, guys are probably going to hate me, but I'm going T-Law at 6'12".
All right.
Just because I need to get that quarterback. I think he's on the rise. I kind of like the value there at that one. Then curveball here. I'm going Pitt City at 7-1.
Oh, okay.
I'm not just throwing you all off here, man. But when you're at the turn, you kind of got to get your guys.
I don't think that's bad at all, especially if you look at the keeper value. Mm-hmm. If he does explode like he's supposed to, then you're now getting to keep him in the six next year. I think that's could be a really good keeper for you. Not that you need it with Cooper Kupp and Justin Jefferson.
But. No, but when you're at the turn, Sean, as we're waiting for these picks, do you...
I am the pick, so...
You are the pick. let me ask you after we get these guys here.
All right, so I'm on the board here. I'm deciding between either Jordan Addison or Jahan Dotson, I think is where I'm leaning.
No Pickens.
No.
He's back around.
I'm not in on the Pickens thing. I have my choice here between Deontay Johnson... and Pickens, but I'm gonna go.
You go Dotson.
I'm gonna go Dotson. Yeah,
that's a phenomenal at the 7-6. Dotson is a great one. I've heard from many different analysts that Dotson's on their short list of breakout candidates. If Sam Howell can be the QB they all hope,
yeah, I think
in this offense with Bieniemy, Dotson's gonna be a breakout.
That's the key right there. Is Bieniemy is there, and I think he can help the quarterback succeed, whether it's him or you know Brissett, but. I like Dotson there.
I thought of him at that turn there, but I wanted to grab a positional. Think Pitts can be someone that rises up. But when you're at the turn, Sean, do you reach for your guys or you let the board value kind of fall what you need to get right there at the turn?
With the turn, I think you have to take your guys. Very rarely are you going to be able to just take the value. If it lines up perfectly, awesome, take it. But... like you said, you can't be playing that value game because you're going to let guys go that you really, really wanted to get on your team.
Yeah, because I'll look and I'll go ahead. And if you're on sleeper, they project your pick where you're at. And I'm like, am I going to get that guy? You know, so you when you try to look ahead and see how the board would fall to you, it's not exciting. Yeah. But if you're at the 12 or the 1, you really get the opportunity of I'm going to go get my guys and then sit. You never want to sit with anxiousness.
All right, so let me talk about here how I'm feeling about my team. Taking Andrews and Fields in the top five is, I think, really hurt my other positions. T. Higgins is the one, isn't bad. I love Derrick Henry as my RB1. But then Dobbins, not a terrible wide receiver too. And then I've got Dotson and Marquise Brown. So it's not awful, but I don't feel like I have an advantage each week now in those positions. But that's okay because as long as Justin Fields pans out to be that top five guy and I have Mark Andrews, I think I'll be all right. So I feel pretty good. I would have loved to have DJ Moore in that spot instead of JK and then taking a later running back.
That's where you look at the value at the onesie positions, the tight end, the quarterback. If there's only one in that spot, if you got a top five guy in there, you can make up the rest in depth later. So that's, I think you're sitting all right here, but are you going best available? Or are you going to?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of still in that best available mode. A running back is more where I would lean. Don't love all of the options here. Yeah, it's getting gross, which there's two ways you can look at that. You can either say, okay, I don't like any of these players, so I'll just wait. Or you're like, this is gross now. It's going to be even grosser later, so I probably shouldn't wait any longer. I'm not an A.J. Dillon fan. Charbonnet is kind of fallen off of not being a great pick in this position. A lot of people would say maybe try the Brian Robinson thing. P. Ryan used to be a great pick. This is just an area where it used to be a couple of good options, I think, that have kind of disappeared in here. Let me just make sure. Yeah, Joe took Khalil Herbert. He was somebody that I thought might fall into this range, but he did not. So I'm actually going to go with...
3, 2, 1
No, that's all right. I'll undo it.
Okay.
I would not take Charbonnet there. Oh, we've had a disaster. That's pause. What happens when you're talking and trying to do a draft. So I'll pass it over to you to kind of talk about how you're feeling about your team so far.
Yeah. So my team, it all dictates that third round of that turn. Cause I've got Jefferson and Kupp. Phenomenal start getting Kupp in a second round value. But then I knew I had to get a running back. Unless some receiver kept falling, I was maybe taking a zero RB approach in the third. But with Joe Mixon, I think that's great value, steady. And then I got some hopefuls in Javonte and James Cook. And then just positioning, got Trevor Lawrence, Kyle Pitts, guys that I hope are trending up. So I'm liking it. The hard part is you see guys that you want go two or three picks away from your spot, and it really, really hurts.
Yeah, I think Gibson is somebody I would have loved to get. JSN, really those picks before me that weren't the quarterback or tight end is what I was hoping for, was a Gibson, JSN, or Davis. I think JSN, if you're not in a keeper league, I don't know if I'd be as in, but at this point in the eighth round, I think he could be a crazy good keeper next year. So I'm actually going to go ahead and go.
Going to go running back?
I'm going to have to go running back.
Yeah.
Which, again, gross, but I think that it's got to be a running back here. And I am going to go, man, I hate this pick. I really don't want to make this pick. I'm going to go P. Ryan because I think he does have a role the whole year in a Sean Payton's offense. So.
Oh, wow. I don't like that because I have the other counterpart.
You do.
A.J. Dillon goes, then Tua. And now Mike's up. I think he was going to go Zay Flowers.
Still get Zay Flowers.
I was hoping Zay Flowers would come to me. So I hate you, Mike. I'm looking at wide receiver. I only have two right now. Like, who can I get that I like here? Dadgummit, it was supposed to be Zay Flowers. But
so we're going to go two more rounds just to give you that heads up. So you've got these are you got one more pick that'll be coming back to you in the 10th after these two.
So I've got, I'm going to take Kadarius Toney here. As bad as it sounds, a healthy Toney could be a good enough receiver. Do I like a trade? No, I don't like Burks. There's Cooks. There's Thomas. There's Juju. Oh, my goodness. It gets ugly here. Depth as we go further down. So I'm going to take a Kadarius Toney here. I love his quarterback. Hopefully I love him later on. That is not what I wanted to do. It feels terrible. but I'm also going to try to go a receiver again here. Oh, help me. Help me.
Help you? You need some help making a pick?
Not really. It's just so gross. Why don't I keep scrolling down? Because it doesn't get any better when you scroll further down. I'm going to go with Burks.
All right. Hope his injury isn't as bad.
Yeah, hopefully... Treylon Burks is going to be somewhat serviceable. I was really hoping to get a good rookie receiver there at that turn.
Yeah. I mean, Jonathan Mingo was available.
Felt a little too far down to trust a rookie QB to get him anything that was worth fantasy. Again, keeper league. This is a keeper league. Do I think he's going to be good enough to keep around down there? I think you might have to wait second or third year.
All right, so this pick here, I'm surprised he fell this far. The two I'm kind of deciding between are Michael Thomas and Courtland Sutton, two very disappointing has-beens.
Yeah.
But I do think that they have real opportunities to bounce back this year.
I like Michael Thomas.
Yeah, I haven't taken him in any place, so I think this will be the time that I do it. I think Michael Thomas is a great pick at this spot.
And yeah.
We'll probably go running back on the way back here. So Joe's on the clock. He's been sniping me left and right with Mike Evans, Khalil Herbert, and Gabe Davis are three players that I definitely would have loved that have been on his team. And he will now select. So let's see where he goes with this pick.
You know, I don't really love following my own brother here. Nope.
I think if I was him, I would probably go... I wouldn't be surprised if he went Anthony Richardson just to have an extra... I think somebody's going to do that as a quarterback too. The Burrow owner maybe is not the one to do it.
No, but I think the guy coming soon and Dak Prescott owner might go for it.
Yeah, that's where I would do it if I had Dak.
Or, honestly, Morgan, no QB yet. With that team he's got, he can throw a wild card in there.
I don't think he's a big Richardson fan, but we'll see. I think he usually waits pretty late and then goes with.
But what we said, you take some boom players here. Got to have that risk to get him that championship. Can you imagine with those receivers that he has now and gets kind of a Lamar Jackson 2.0?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be freaking crazy.
I hope, because that's in my dynasty league I have him. So.
All right. Who is team 9? Oh, yeah. There's no way Andy's going two tight ends within four rounds.
That's what happens when auto draft does. Yeah. Although it is Andy. You never know. Man picked a defense in like the 7th round with first year he's with us.
I can see Anthony Richardson going here to Daniel. No, he's got Mahomes.
No, Daniel won't take him. I think he's going to get auto picked later. I think he might make it all the way back to team 9 again to get auto picked. Mm. But yeah. Let's talk through David's team here. So David ended up getting Diggs, Josh Allen, Keenan Allen, couple of Allens, Cam Akers, Miles Sanders was kept, and Madison was kept. So I really like that team quite a bit.
That's
a
phenomenal stack of running backs. He probably
would have gone tight end earlier than the auto pick did. He's not taken one.
The four running backs he took between 4 and 7, they're not the sexy pick, but they're the ones that are going to give him a lot of volume.
Yeah.
And that is a phenomenal thing to have. That's going to carry you through the year, and he's going to be trading one or two of those pieces away.
And then the auto picks took for him Pacheco, JSN, Jamal Williams. Sorry, not Jameson Williams. Actually, don't hate all those picks. I think JSN was a good one in that spot. Pacheco, people kind of forgot about what he did end of last year with his injuries, but I think he could be really, really good. So there's Richardson to LaRoyce. Does not surprise me.
That's just chaos, man. Just chaos there with Justin Herbert and Anthony Richardson. He's going to trade him by week two.
Yeah. So he needs a tight end. Let's see if he takes one with his last pick. There it is, Dalton Schultz. Takes Dalton Schultz.
Once a Cowboy, always a Cowboy.
So we'll see if Morgan here takes a tight end or a quarterback with his last pick in this, which he might just wait to the very end of our draft, and I wouldn't be surprised. So
I would take Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah, get that Rodgers stack. Here. That's where he's probably going to go. I don't know if he'll wait another round to do so. The tight end he could be looking at would be Dalton Kincaid, Cole Kmet.
Yeah, I know you can't hear me, Morgan, but let's go. What did Daniel say?
we should have ripped off the ballers and had Tim insert some mayhem. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll see if we can find one.
A fun one. That's a tough one, too. I was listening to that episode. I can't.
If you had somebody else running the draft, I think we could do that.
Yeah, but he went
Devon
A-chain. So he was waiting all. He's just sitting pretty.
Yep.
At the quarterback and tight end position. Odell goes to Joe here.
And then I'm back on the block. On the clock, and to
on
me,
the block.
On the block, I am going to easily take, I think Bateman at this point is just a steal, so I will take Bateman.
Yep, Jameson Williams, Rodgers goes off the board. That
you hoping a running
happen.
Back falls to you here?
I'm going to shoot for the moon with Dalton Kincaid.
Okay.
More than likely. I don't really love the running backs here. I might take a late flyer on a Bigsby, but that might just be a guy you go for off waiver wires early in the year.
Nobody wants to say this, but this is what's going to happen. Somebody's going to steal this guy much earlier than... I think he'll at least go in the 10th round, if not earlier, but What about a Kenneth Gainwell that's way down the sleeper ADP that I think now is being seen as the RB1 for the Eagles?
The thing is, like, does it feel like a smokescreen? Like, the two guys they signed should be better.
You'd think.
But that might be too crowded of a backfield.
Yeah, I mean, it is the Eagles. Miles Sanders had success last year, but he did get most of the work. And then that goal line is going to get stolen by Hurts. So
Mike picked Adam. Kincaid
by the auto draft.
Kincaid by Phil's auto draft. Well, that was supposed to be the last pick, but
no longer.
No longer. You know who I'd actually take here? I would take McKinnon.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick. I consider
just him. If Pacheco does take a while, but he seems to have found a spot in that offense, especially at the end of the year. So that's our 10-round mock draft.
Yes, we went for a long time. It was almost an hour of us sitting here talking. I feel like it probably wasn't that entertaining on the podcast, so you probably want to watch the video version to where you can see me mess up and redo my pick in the middle there. But yeah, what I learned is it's very difficult to record this and do a mock draft. That's what I learned.
Yep, and then when we were filling in the picks for our league mates, it's kind of hard to get in the mindset of what they would do. When you mock for your own leagues, you know the tendencies of others, but it's never perfect science when it comes to draft night.
All right, so read us your team and then just let me know what some of your strengths and weaknesses are.
All right, so I accidentally exited out of mine. So my strengths and weaknesses, I feel top heavy at receiver, and weakness is no depth in receiver with Kadarius Toney and Treylon Burks at the bottom.
Who are you going to put in that? So like I said, we're technically a three wide receiver league.
I would punt the Kyle Pitts pick or the Trevor Lawrence pick, and probably gone with
a receiver there,
a Dotson.
Yeah,
I put that in the back of my brain for next time. Should have been a Dotson pick. But I was trying to go for my guy for the two positions, and then I gambled, and then the receivers were not what I wanted.
So my team, I was excited. Actually, let me just read your team down. So you got at your quarterback position, Trevor Lawrence. Your two starting wide receivers are Justin Jefferson and Cooper Kupp. Fantastic, but then you will have to choose between Kadarius Toney and Treylon Burks in that flex spot that's only for wide receiver or tight end. Oh, and that would where you could have used Kincaid there, yeah, actually. That would have been kind of a nice thing. And then your two running backs that will be starting, most likely, in my opinion, will be Mixon and James Cook to start, and then hoping Javonte kind of rotates in there as he looks healthy and part of the offense. And then some depth with Jerick McKinnon. For my team, I have quarterback Justin Fields. At my tight end position, I have Mark Andrews. My two starting wide receivers are T. Higgins and Marquise Brown. My two starting running backs are Derrick Henry and J.K. Dobbins. And then my flex spot will either be Jahan Dotson or Michael Thomas or Rashad Bateman. Probably Jahan Dotson will go into that flex spot.
I would put him there at the start, yeah.
So as far as how the draft went for me, I loved getting Andrews the second. Henry and Andrews are kind of my dream of what I could get here at the beginning, as I tell the whole league that.
I know, right? You just love what we do.
I know. Why do we do this?
I don't know.
I mean, we were all doing these mocks together, so that we're all telling each other information. Yeah, so those would be a dream for me. I would have loved to get DJ Moore to come through and then rather have had my two wide receivers buttoned up, and then I could have taken somebody like a Dalvin Cook or Kamara fell pretty late there that I could have had as my RB2. I would have preferred something like that. But that didn't happen. I'm actually pretty happy with how it turned out. It felt scary when I was picking my wide receiver 2 in the 6th, but getting Hollywood, getting Dotson really shored that up for me. Michael Thomas and Bateman, I feel like I'm set at wide receiver now, and then I can just take a bunch of shots at running back with some backups and see if I can hit the lottery on my last couple picks.
Yeah, I think this draft, mock drafts teach you a lot about how to look inside and figure out what I did wrong.
Yeah.
It's self-evaluation.
So your least favorite pick you think was Pitts there?
Trevor Lawrence, Kyle Pitts. Should have gone receiver, honestly. And then I could have waited and picked up some value at those two positions.
The pick I didn't want to make was P. Ryan there. So if I could have just somehow gotten Gibson, JSN or Davis there, I would have felt way better about my team.
I liked 1 through 5 for me. 6 and 7, I went a little too early to reach at the two onesie positions.
All right. So I think that's it for us. Any last words for the people?
No, man. Mock draft. Study. The best time of the year is coming very soon. And that's draft day.
If you need help entering those keepers or kind of how to set this up on Sleeper, we do have a tutorial if you're watching on YouTube. So check out our channel there and subscribe. We're not really good about doing a bunch of these videos, but we try to get them up whenever we can.
They're getting a ton of views, 100,000 views, 72,000. People are learning from us.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Commish podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Coach and Commish. And join our Facebook group called Fantasy Football Advice with the Coach and Commish for direct access to weekly waiver wire and start sit advice.